Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about quitting, and I was wondering, have you ever wanted to quit something?
I wanted to quit a memory work test because you keep reading it over, like a lot of times, but you don't like really seem to be learning anything, and then, like as soon as you get done with it, you just like forget it.
And how about you?
I wanted to quit playing the violin because like you had to practice and there was recitals a lot. And some people weren't that nice. And my teacher really wasn't nice.
Well, okay. How about you?
Well, I used to play baseball and I really didn't like it because like every time I would go out, I would always go up and I would always strike out every time and our team would always lose. It just wasn't fun.
Well, it sounds like you guys had some pretty good reasons to quit. On today's program, Liz wants to quit too for what seems to be good reasons. Let's see what happens to him on today's show called Quitters. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz and his dad like to toss a football around, but today they have another reason to play. Liz is practicing so he can try out again for the football team.
Lucerna tosses the pass.
Touchdown! Yeah! Oh, nice throw, Liz.
Thanks.
You keep up like that and you'll make that football team for sure.
Oh, I sure hope so, Dad. You know how much I like playing. I've been practicing ever since I got burned at the tryouts last year.
Well, let's hope it pays off tomorrow.
Well, I've got my throwing, running, and tackling down. Okay. How could they not want me for the team?
There's plenty to playing football besides your physical skills.
Like what?
Well, there are lots of mental disciplines and strategies involved in playing football.
What?
There's a whole team of you, Liz, all of whom need to be on the same page.
Oh.
And you need to listen to the coaches and do everything they say.
Well, sure.
Sometimes that coach is going to tell you to throw the short pass rather than the long bomb.
Okay.
Sometimes he'll tell you to run instead of passing.
Well,
it's important to do what he says, even when it's not what you want.
Oh, I can do what the coach says, Dad.
Without questioning him?
Oh, sure.
Now, if I could only get you to do that with me.
Oh, Dad!
Lucerta goes long. He scores!
Later that evening, Grandpa Anoli was tinkering away at his jalopy when the phone rang.
Right in the middle of connecting the whatchamacallit to the thingamabob. Hello?
Hey, Grandpa Anoli.
Oh, hi, Liz.
I wanted to ask you to pray for me. I'm trying out for the football team tomorrow.
You don't say.
Yeah, and I would really like to make the team.
I suppose you would.
So, if you could pray for me, I'd...
Sure, I'll pray for you.
Grandpa, did I call it a bad time?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm just doing some work on my truck.
The jalopy?
No, it's a truck. A fine piece of craftsmanship.
Yeah, maybe it was 50 or 60 years ago.
Nah.
Anyway, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks, Grandpa.
For what?
Well, for praying for me.
Oh, right, yeah, sure. No problem.
The next day, Liz went to the tryouts, and would you believe it? He did very well. He made some of the best throws, caught some of the toughest passes, and even made some good tackles. Coach K was impressed with Liz's effort.
You, Lucerta, come here.
Yeah, Coach?
You've tried out for the team before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, for the past 3 years.
How come you didn't make the team?
Well, because I was no good. You said so yourself.
Well, you must have been practicing.
Oh, yes, sir, all year, even when it was snowing.
Well, your hard work paid off.
Huh?
You're on the team.
Oh, I am?
You can pick up your gear and your practice uniform at the clubhouse before you leave.
That's great. Thanks, Coach.
All right, one rule.
Yeah?
Keep your uniform clean. You show up in a dirty uniform, you don't get to practice, you don't practice, you don't play. You got it?
Oh, I got it. Coach, there is one thing.
What's that?
I need to tell you, I'm going to miss the fourth game because my whole family will be out of town. We're going to my second cousin five times removed's wedding.
Five times removed?
Yeah, I know, but my whole family's going to be there. I'll understand if you can't take me because of that.
Well, we're playing the Bakerville Bunions that day. They usually don't have much of a team.
Yeah.
I think we'll survive one day without you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Liz was ecstatic. After years of trying out and failing, he was finally on the team, and he played both offense and defense. In the first game, Liz made 3 tackles and the game-winning touchdown.
Number 7, Lacerda, is racing downfield toward the goal line. The defender is all over him. The pass is on the way. Lacerda breaks free. He dives into the end zone. Lacerda makes the touchdown. The Tulane Constrictors win.
The next game came along, and Liz made 2 sacks and 2 touchdowns.
The Constrictors win, 14-7.
The third game came around, and Coach K, along with everyone else, expected great things from Liz. And Liz didn't disappoint.
Another touchdown for Lacerda.
When the fourth game rolled around, Liz was out of town. And no matter how many pieces of layered dragonfly cake he ate, he still missed playing football against the Bakerville Bunions. When the Lacerda family got back from the wedding, Liz was excited to get back to football practice. There was just one problem.
Mom, my practice uniform isn't clean.
Oh, well, Liz, we've been gone for 5 days.
Well,
when would I have cleaned it?
Mom, Coach K won't let us practice with a dirty uniform. He's really hard-nosed about those rules.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Liz. I can't magically make it clean for you in the next 5 minutes.
But, Mom...
Well, maybe you can just wear your street clothes for just one practice.
Oh, yeah, Coach K is really gonna love that.
Liz approached the practice field nervously. He knew Coach K wasn't going to like it that he didn't have his practice uniform.
Liz, good to have you back. Get changed, we can start practice.
I got a little problem, Coach.
Huh?
I don't have my uniform here. It's not clean.
Liz, you can't practice if you don't have a clean uniform.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And if you miss today's practice, that means you miss too many to play in the game this Friday.
Wait, what?
You missed 2 practices while you're at your second cousin's wedding. If you miss today, that makes 3.
Well, yeah,
it's
but...
not fair to the other players if I let you play when they've been working hard all week.
But, Coach, come on, I've been playing so well.
I know, and we're going to miss you, too. This is going to be a tough game.
Oh, but my mom didn't wash my practice uniform before we left.
Liz, you know the rule.
Yeah.
Besides, it's not your mother's responsibility to make sure your uniform gets washed. It's yours.
But, Coach...
You can come to practice tomorrow on Thursday, but you still won't be playing this week.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys, let's get to work.
Great. Just great.
Listen, I know you feel bad, but I'm sorry, Liz. That's the best I can do.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Hey, kids. Easter is coming soon. And do you know the story of Easter and what Jesus did for you? This month's giveaway is a craft that helps you retell the Easter story to friends and family. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities button to download the KC Popsicle Puppets Easter story. Color each character, then cut each one out and glue them to popsicle sticks. Print out the background to prepare your stage so that you can put on a show and perform the Easter story. We've even provided a script for you to use to help you tell the story. And when you're done, explore the Miracle of Easter episode, now available to listen to or download at kidscorner.net. The KC Popsicle Puppet Easter Story. A great craft and a great way to share God's big story in this Easter season.
Needless to say, Liz was very unhappy about not being able to play that Friday. Fortunately, Liz always knew where he could go with his problems.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and don't work.
Grandpa?
Huh? Oh, ow! Oh!
Are you okay?
Oh, no worries. Just my head. I can always get a new one. What brings you around?
Is this a bad time?
No. It's not a bad time. I just don't know what I'm going to do with this old hunk of junk.
I thought you said it was a fine piece of craftsmanship.
Yeah, well, I must have been in a better mood than I am now.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you something, Liz. Just between you and me, sometimes I'd like to dump this old truck in the bayou and be done with it.
I can hear the
citizens for a clean bayou, getting a petition ready as we speak.
Yeah, well, you know, it should be the end of my frustrations. I've been working on this thing for months.
Ugh, I know just how you feel.
You do?
Well, yeah. I've been on the football team for a few weeks now, you know?
Yeah, I've been coming to the games. You're doing great.
Oh, tell the coach that.
Problem?
Well, yeah, he's not letting me play. And for a really, really stupid reason.
Yeah? Why?
I missed too many practices because of my cousin's wedding and because my mom forgot to wash my practice uniform.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's too bad, but, well, it's their loss. Oh, excuse me, Liz. I need to get that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. It is their loss. Oh, and boy, are they gonna be sorry.
That Friday night, Liz didn't even go to watch his team play. He was still upset with Coach K.
The Constrictors are not playing much of a game tonight. Something seems to be missing.
Liz just moped around the house. He didn't even want to join Lucille at Big Daddy-O's.
Liz, don't you want to go and support your team?
No.
Oh, listen, I know you're upset about the whole practice uniform thing, but it's not the end of the world.
Oh, it's not just that, Dad.
No?
I just don't think I want to be on the Constructors anymore.
Not at all?
No, I don't think so.
I'm stunned. I don't even know what to say.
Well, that's how I feel about it. I'm gonna go watch some TV, Dad.
Wow.
The next day was Saturday, and Liz was doing some yard work for his dad when he received a visitor.
Liz. Liz.
Coach K? What are you doing here?
I came to see how you were doing.
Oh, I'm okay.
You're not sick?
No.
Hurt?
Uh-uh.
Nothing broken? Pulled? Stretched?
No, Coach, I'm fine.
And where were you last night?
I was here at home. Why?
Because we had a game.
Well,
a game we got beat at, our first loss in 2 years.
It wasn't my fault, Coach. I didn't play, remember?
But you still could have and should have shown up to support the team.
Look, I support the team by playing. When I'm not playing, I really don't see the point.
The point is, we're a team, Liz. Teams support each other.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that we're looking forward to having you back at practice next Monday. I'm sure we can bounce back from this little setback and get on with the season.
Yeah, about that.
What?
You know, I'm not sure I'm gonna play for the Constrictors anymore.
What?
I'm not sure I'm gonna play for the Constrictors anymore.
Okay, sure. Why not?
I just don't think it's the place for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta say I think you're wrong.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I haven't completely made up my mind yet. I'll tell you what, Coach. If I'm not there on Monday, you'll know what my decision was.
Okay, Liz. That's the way you want it.
After Coach K left, Liz finished the yard work and went inside. His dad was waiting for him.
Liz?
Hi, Dad.
Was Coach K here?
Yeah.
Did you and he clear up this stuff about not wanting to be on the team anymore?
Well, sort of. I told him I'd let him know.
Do you really think that's the best idea?
I don't know. Why?
Well, it seems to me you're quitting for the wrong reasons.
Dad, Coach K wouldn't let me play.
Only for one game.
Well, but...
Your practice uniform is clean and ready for you to wear to practice on Monday.
I don't like being treated like that.
Like what?
Like I'm a dope. Oh. Just because I don't have my uniform for one practice, I can't play in the game.
Come on, Liz. You knew the rules before you joined the team.
Yeah,
if you didn't like them, you shouldn't have started playing for the Constrictors.
Dad, it's a stupid rule.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Coach K has his rules, and it's his team.
Well, and I don't want to play on his team anymore.
Oh, just like that.
Well, I told him I'd think about it, but that's certainly the way I'm leaning.
I just can't believe it. You're not usually a quitter.
A quitter? Now, hold on a second. I am not a quitter.
Oh, you're not?
No! Come on, a quitter is somebody who quits.
Uh-huh. And yeah. What did you just say you wanted to do?
I
quit. That's exactly what you said.
Come on, now, it just makes me sound so bad.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you're going to leave the team, that means you're quitting, doesn't it?
But...
And if you're quitting, that means you're a quitter, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am a quitter.
Okay. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, what do you mean?
Liz, it's not a good idea to quit when things get tough. That's the time to persevere.
It is?
Of course. Oh. Imagine if everyone just gave up when things got tough. Did our founding fathers give up when the first time it snowed on them?
No.
No. and that's why we have Doreen.
Yeah,
did Losum Chuckwalla pack it in after his first crash plane?
No.
No? And that's why he's Lonesome Chuckwalla.
You know, Dad, he might not be the best example.
Hmm. The point is, you shouldn't just give up. That's no way to behave.
I know.
You're going to have tough times your whole life. There's always going to be hardships of some sort. The trick is to pull yourself together and work through those times.
Even when it gets tough?
Especially when it gets tough. Where would our family be if I quit my job every time it got tough?
I don't know.
We'd be living in a cardboard box in one of Granny Gecko's pastures. That's where we'd be.
Ew.
I read a couple Bible verses in my devotion time the other day that talk about this.
There are verses about quitting?
Well, about persevering.
Oh.
About pressing on towards your goal.
Okay.
They're in Philippians 3. Here, look it up.
Okay, Philippians. Philippians, chapter 3. Okay, I got it.
Verse 13, the second part.
Okay, but here is the one thing I do. I forget what is behind me. I push hard towards what is ahead of me.
Keep going in verse 14.
Okay. I move on toward the goal to win the prize.
That's the attitude of someone who's not a quitter. And Paul wrote this letter when he was under house arrest.
Really?
Yeah. I'd say he was struggling through some tough times, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Come on, Dad. It's just a football game. It's not my eternal soul.
You still shouldn't quit. And you know it, right?
Look, I don't know. I've got all day tomorrow to think about it. Like I told Coach K, I'll know by Monday. Dad, can I go now?
You can go. I sure hope you think about it, son. I pray you do.
Hey! Everything's here at KidsCorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live-action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at KidsCorner.net. What's God calling you to do?
That night, Liz lay in his bed with a lot on his mind and a lot of wild dreams.
Good morning, Mom. What's for breakfast?
What's for breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, what's for breakfast? Well, why don't you make your own breakfast? I've had enough.
Wait, Mom. Mom, where are you going?
Lizard World. I quit.
Huh? How do you quit being a mother? Hey, wait, what's going on?
And the teachers quit. They got fed up with us misbehaving, so they quit.
Oh, they quit too? No more school? All right!
This just in, people everywhere are quitting.
What?
You heard me. Jobs, hobbies, habits, it doesn't matter. Everyone is quitting.
Hey, looks like I've set a trend. You're all copycats!
Teachers have quit. Even parents have quit.
Raising kids is too hard. We quit.
Things have degenerated into anarchy.
Anarchy! Anarchy now!
Even the chief of police has gotten into the act.
That's right, everybody. I've had it with fighting crime. I quit.
Tureen is a mess. Now that the chief of police has quit, the firemen have packed it in too.
Fires are too burning. We quit.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to say that after this broadcast, I'm quitting too. In fact, why wait? Goodbye.
Oh, man, this is crazy. I gotta go see Grandpa Noli. He'll know what to do.
Don't ask me for answers, Liz. I'm out of that business.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm done helping everybody else. All you kids mess your lives up and come to me for help.
Well, but...
I'm doing it for more years than I can remember. Well, no more.
Oh, but Grandpa, come on. I need your help.
No.
Everybody's quitting. The whole town is going bonkers.
And what do you expect? This is all your fault.
Wait a minute. My fault? How did this get to be my fault?
You were the first quitter.
Well...
Everyone else saw when you quit the football team. They figured if you quit, they could quit too.
Oh, come on.
It became an epidemic, and I'm not immune.
Oh, Grandpa, come on, not you too.
Afraid so. Oh. Looks like you'll need to find yourself another wise sage, because I'm out of here.
Oh, what did I do? I didn't know all this was going to happen. Oh, God, I need your help. We're really in a bind here.
Sorry, but I quit.
No!
Liz, wake up.
But, huh? Dad?
You were having a nightmare.
Oh, Dad, you're still here?
Of course I am. Where would I be?
Well, with Mom going to Lizard World.
Lizard World?
Yeah.
Your mom's not at Lizard World.
What?
She's getting ready for Sunday church service,
what?
Which you better start doing, too.
Sunday service? Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, phew.
Liz shook off his dream and got ready in record time. He was more than happy to sit through Grandpa's class, although he was a whole lot quieter than usual, which didn't go unnoticed by Grandpa. After class, he approached the still quiet Liz.
Liz, something on your mind?
Yeah, some kind of heavy.
Sounds serious. What is it?
Well, I was wondering, Grandpa, does God ever give up on us?
Give up on us?
Yeah, you know, quit.
What makes you ask that?
I had this horrible dream. Everybody was quitting everything. And when I prayed, God told me that he was quitting too.
Oh, sounds more like a nightmare than a dream.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, all right. Well, so does he? Does God quit?
Well, first of all, I can tell you for sure that God does not quit.
Really?
Ever. End of story.
Does the Bible say that?
Well, absolutely.
Where?
Philippians 1, verse 6. I am sure that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on until it is completed. That will be on the day Christ Jesus returns.
Oh, wow. That's a load off my mind, Grandpa.
This wouldn't have anything to do with you wanting to quit the football team, would it?
Oh, you know about that?
It's a small town, Liz.
Oh.
So does it?
Oh, sorta. Dad and I were talking last night, and he said that quitting might not be the best thing for me to do.
And your dad's a wise man.
But when I talked to you the other day, you made it seem like quitting wasn't such a bad idea.
I did?
Well, yeah. You were talking about your truck, and about how you'd like to just give up and dump it in the bayou.
Oh, yeah. I seem to remember using words to that effect.
Yeah.
Liz, I have to say, I'm sorry if I made you think that quitting the team is a good idea.
Oh, it's okay, Grandpa.
No, I spoke poorly, and I was wrong for doing it. You should never quit just because things get tough.
The next day, Coach K and the Constrictors lined up for their usual practice.
All right, you guys, step up. We got a lot of work to do.
When suddenly they heard a voice behind them.
Hey, wait for me!
Liz!
Reporting for practice, sir. With a clean uniform and a new attitude.
Yeah?
Oh, Coach, I owe you and the team an apology. I'm so sorry I didn't support you guys. I would really like to keep playing for the Constrictors in whatever position you want. If you'll all have me back, that is.
Well, what do you guys think? Shall we take them back?
Yeah!
Oh, thanks, guys! Oh, and Coach, thank you.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's hit the field.
You know, quitting is something we all want to do sometimes, and sometimes we need to quit doing things. But we shouldn't stop just because something gets too tough. That's the time when we need to forget what is behind us, to push hard towards what is ahead of us, to move on toward the goal to win the prize, like it says in Philippians 3. We can also be encouraged because we know God will never give up on us, no matter what. That's a great promise.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.